Welcome to Rights Watch, a program about human rights around the world from Human Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham. A new report from Human Rights Watch shows that Ukraine is far behind the rest of Europe and much of the world when it comes to providing morphine. The effects for people with cancer and their families are devastating. One very brave young Ukrainian man shared his story in a video. Vlad Zukovsky was 18 years old when he was diagnosed with brain cancer. He battled the disease for years. When doctors ran out of treatment options, he was sent home in tremendous pain. Here's Vlad.
I feel pain every day. All of my body aches. My mother sees me tormented with pain, and so she suffers too.
It was terrible to the point that at one moment in his life, he wanted to jump out of the window.
That's Victoria Timoshevska. She's a doctor helping to lead the campaign for palliative care in Ukraine. She met Vlad before he died late last year. She says it was maddening to watch Vlad's mother struggle to get her son enough morphine to keep him comfortable.
When he was in pain, it seemed like there was nothing in his life but pain. But when he would get analgesics, the right amount, which he was rarely given, it would appear that there is a world around him. There is his mother, there is his dreams, there are his friends who take him out for a walk in the park in a wheelchair. So it was like there was no life and there was only pain and then there was a life. But this life piece was lasting only for a couple hours, and then he would need another induction. And he would literally have to hold on till the moment where he could not bear the pain.
In Ukraine, 100,000 people a year die of cancer, and very few of them get the morphine they need. Like Vlad, they die in agony.
If you believe in God, you're praying to be dead because the pain is unbearable. It's not that you can distract yourself with listening to your favorite song or talking to your mother or someone whom you love. It's like there is nothing but pain. Independent on what's the localization of your cancer or, you know, your health problem, is it kidneys or liver or brain, the type of pain that Vlad was in, it's like your entire body hurts. There's nothing that can console you.
Psychologically, it's incredibly difficult to watch someone you love suffer in pain and being completely helpless. There's nothing you can do because only medications will help and you cannot get the medications for the person.
That's Diedrich Lohmann. He's the author of a new report on palliative care in Ukraine for Human Rights Watch, and he's been looking at the issue on a global scale. In 1986, the World Health Organization recommended that oral morphine be used to treat the kind of chronic pain that cancer patients face. 25 years later, Ukraine is one of only three countries in Europe that doesn't provide oral morphine. Ukraine's drug policies are among the most restrictive in the world. If you need morphine there, it takes four doctors to sign off on a prescription. This can take weeks or even months.
Many countries are worried about misuse of opioid medications, and they should be. The problem is that Ukraine has put in place regulations that are so restrictive that they really directly interfere with good medical practice.
The World Health Organization recommends that people in severe pain get morphine every 4 to 6 hours. That happens rarely in Ukraine. When the drug is prescribed, only injectable morphine is available, and it has to be administered by a nurse.
The vast majority of patients in rural areas have access to nothing because nurses are just not able to come to their homes. In the cities, the situation is slightly better, but still, most patients, and Vlad is a very good example, will only get a few doses of morphine per day, which means that for most of the day, they are left without any pain relief.
The country is also behind when it comes to integrating palliative care into the healthcare system, despite high cancer rates. Ukraine has 10 hospices and about 25 palliative care units. The government doesn't have a plan in place to expand this kind of care. Victoria Timoshevska says doctors in Ukraine aren't motivated to learn about palliative care because there's no initiative from the government. Palliative care involves not just pain relief, but treating a patient after you can't cure them, keeping them comfortable, attending to their psychological needs, and helping their families cope with the care.
our entire system is so curative. It's so focused on treating the patient, treating and continuing on a healthy life.
That's not consistent with the Hippocratic Oath.
Again, Diedrich Lohmann.
Doctors need to be willing to provide care to patients up to the day they die.
In countries with limited resources, Lohmann says palliative care is key. Countries like Ukraine, India, and Kenya have high rates of people whose cancer is diagnosed when it's already advanced. In India, that number is 70%. So in these places, the vast majority of cancer patients are diagnosed too late for anything but palliative care. Lohmann says the Ukrainian government should educate doctors on pain management in medical school and ease its restrictions on morphine. The good news is palliative care is cheap.
For relatively little money, we could be preventing an enormous amount of suffering for patients, but also for their relatives.
The right to pain relief and other forms of palliative care are relatively new concepts in the human rights movement. A new campaign from the Open Society Foundation's Human Rights Watch and a coalition of other NGOs compares withholding pain medication to torture. Diedrich Lohmann says in his many years as a human rights researcher, he's seen a similarity between torture victims and people who are suffering from cancer pain without access to medication.
They say, the pain is so bad, I would do whatever it takes to stop it. Your police torture victim will sign a confession. Someone who is suffering from cancer pain and doesn't have treatment, in many cases they tell us, you know, I wanted to die. I wanted to jump out of the window like Vlad. Or we documented a case in India of a woman who took agricultural poison to kill herself because she couldn't stand the pain anymore. What makes it a form of inhuman degrading treatment is that governments actually have remedies for this pain available. The medications are cheap, they're effective, they're safe, they're easy to administer. So there's really no excuse why governments cannot make sure that their healthcare systems are able to provide pain treatment to these patients.
You can check out the new campaign and see the video about Vlad at stoptortureinhealthcare.org. And that's Rights Watch for this week. Human Rights Watch is an independent organization dedicated to defending and protecting human rights around the world. For more about us, including audio, video, and multimedia features, please visit hrw.org. Thanks for listening to Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham.